yelling at each other.
Very quickly, punches began being thrown.
Sorting through a violent mob.
I remember seeing Mr. White's right hand come over her left shoulder and strike me in the face. I was unaware that I had been stabbed.
Was he the victim or aggressor?
I quickly swiped with a knife to clear people away from me so I could get back in my car and get my kids to safety. Mr. Medina was the person to my right, so he's the one that was struck by the knife.
You're in trouble.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Isaac Medina is suing Derek White for medical bills after he was stabbed in the face during an argument on the street.
Order. All rise.
Case number 76 on the calendar, Madam Medina versus White. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Gentlemen, I have a claim and a counterclaim. Each of you is charging the other with a serious assault. And Mr. White, in addition to the assault, is charging Mr. Medina with property damage, accusing him of kicking his car. To set the scene for me, you were out with a group.
Correct.
What were you doing?
We were attending a function in Davis called Picnic Day.
Picnic Day is what?
Picnic Day is kind of just the beginning of spring. What it is, it's a college town, and so it's just kind of a family day. They have live bands, barbecues.
Now, what time does Picnic Day usually start?
Midday, about 11, 12-ish.
And I assume that barbecue and beer and all that kind of stuff.
Correct.
How many people are usually involved in Picnic Day? 1,000, 2,000?
Oh, upwards of 5,000, 6,000. It's the whole town they do it, so it's a big family day and everything.
And you were out in the street with a group?
At the time of the incident, we were crossing the street going to my vehicle.
How many people were crossing the street?
At the time, it was me and Miss Crane.
Just two of you?
Yes, ma'am.
How many other people were in the street?
Oh, there was people everywhere.
That's what I'm trying to get to, Mr. Medina. What I'm trying to understand is Mr. White was in his car.
Yes.
And Mr. White was in his car with his two children.
Yes, ma'am.
And he was trying to get through this street.
Yes.
And I'm trying to figure out whether it was just the two of you that was crossing the street or whether there was a mob of hundreds and hundreds of people who sort of took over the street. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
Well, you want to answer that question?
Yeah,
for
what
me?
It was, I mean, me and Kelsey were the ones in the intersection that almost got struck. But on either side of us, you know, there's people, pedestrians walking across the streets, standing on the side of the streets, just, you know, having a good time, neighbors out and about in their front yards and everything.
I'm not talking about neighbors okay. in their front yard, Mr. Sorry. Medina.
Sorry about
you
that.
You understand. You.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, no, we were not the only people in the street.
There were a lot of people in the street.
Correct.
Now, you were in the crosswalk.
Yes, ma'am.
With your friend.
Yes, ma'am.
And tell me what happened.
Me and Miss Crane got about halfway across the street when I heard a sound of just like tires and kind of a motor behind me. I turned around and saw Mr. White's vehicle coming around the corner at a very high rate of speed, kind of out of control, and he almost struck me and Miss Crane. Me and Miss Crane immediately darted to the opposing side of the street pretty much just to get out of the way. And instantaneously, you know, it's kind of she reacted and just yelled at him, obviously, because he had almost run us over. At which point, Mr. White had already gone about 30 feet or so and slammed on his brakes very aggressively, leaving skid mark and, you know, just aggressively braking.
What did she say to him?
Just like, hey, watch out, you know, just scared pretty much.
Go ahead.
Mr. White then got out of his car, exited his vehicle, and just automatically seemed very just agitated, kind of aggressive. Just didn't seem like he was having a good day, pretty much. He then started yelling at Miss Crane, you know, this and that, get out of the street, watch yourself.
So he got out of his car, he stopped his car.
Yes, ma'am, he had already passed us and then stopped his car.
Did he walk back to where you were, or did he stay near his car?
He stayed in the vicinity of his vehicle,
car.
But kind of a little bit towards
us. So he's
us.
Yelling at her from a distance?
Yes, ma'am.
You say about 30 feet?
About.
What happened next?
Next, they just started exchanging words.
So now they're yelling at each other?
Exactly.
And from 30 feet away?
Well, she started walking kind of towards him because, you know, okay. They cannot just hear each other.
I'm creating a picture in my mind. He was 30 feet away.
Yes, ma'am.
Your friend started to walk towards his car.
Correct.
And they were yelling.
Exactly.
And what happened next?
At that point, I was about 10 or 15 feet away. I started walking towards them.
So then you started to walk towards him.
Correct. And this was in the same direction as my vehicle.
No. Yeah. Then you started to walk towards him. Now, when you started to walk towards Mr. White, were you exchanging any words?
No, as I walked up, I did tell him, you know, that what she's saying is correct. He had almost run us over.
No, well, that wasn't the way we're talking. in the street. You know, you almost ran her over. That wasn't the way we were talking in the street that day, on picnic day, Mr. Medina. That wasn't what she yelled at him and what he yelled when he got out of the car, because he lost his temper and she lost her temper. Now, when I'm creating this picture, because then I'm going to hear his version of the events, but it all has to sit right with me. And it has to make sense. Do you understand?
I understand.
So now she's walking towards him screaming because she's had a couple of beers.
Actually, no, Miss Crane was not drinking that day.
What about you?
I had about 4 beers over a 5 or 6 hour period.
Okay, so you had a few.
A few, yes, but I was driving, so I couldn't be intoxicated.
Well, if she wasn't drinking, she should have been doing all the driving, right?
Pretty much was going to end up happening anyways. Too lazy at the end of the day.
Okay, so now you're walking towards him too.
Yes, ma'am.
And having conversation with him.
Yes, ma'am.
Anybody else walking towards him?
No, ma'am. The rest of the people we were with were about 10 or 15 yards behind me still. We were ahead
of
him.
Oh, you didn't tell me that you were with other people.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Medina, I thought you were just with your witness.
No,
so you were with other people.
Yes, ma'am.
How many other people were you with?
I was with 3 other people.
And they... Do you need water, sir?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. My throat.
It's fine. I'll wait for you.
I apologize. I'm really sorry.
People sometimes get nervous when they talk to me.
Okay, I'm ready. I apologize, ma'am.
Now, were the people that you were with that day intending to leave picnic day as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Had you all come in the same vehicle?
Yes, ma'am.
So that you were all together?
Yes, correct.
There you go. Now, as your friend was conferring with the defendant, and you started to walk to confer with the defendant, how close did your friends get?
Miss Crane was within about an arm or 2 arms length of
from him.
White. Yes.
Correct. So she had walked right up to him.
Correct.
Because he was right near his car, because his car got damaged. And so she was right on him. And what about you?
At that point, I started walking. I never got closer than about 2 or 3 arm lengths. And
2 or 3. And what about the other 3 friends of yours?
Oh, they were still, like I said, about 10, 15 yards behind me.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, as I approached Mr. White and Kelsey, I was just simply explaining to him that, you know, he had almost run us over and that what she said was true. And then I just kind of simply told him, you know, let's just call it what it is. Just get back in your car. Let's just go our ways. It is what it is. As I approached Miss Crane, she was in between me and Mr. White. He was still just seeming very uneasy. He was displaying actions. I used to work as a security guard for 5150 patients. So I see my fair share of just people
right
that
now,
were...
he's been confronted by 2 people.
Yes, ma'am.
He is alone being confronted by 2 people.
Correct.
Keep going.
He was just seeming very just irrational.
Don't tell me what he seemed to you.
Okay.
I don't care.
Okay.
Anyway, what he
I felt
to you.
Very uneasy with Kelsey being that close to him. So I walked up behind Miss Crane, said, let's go, wrapped my arm around her waist, and, you know, proceeded to pull her away. As I started to pull her away, I just kind of made an action like this, and I remember seeing Mr. White's right hand come up over her left shoulder and strike me in the face. At that point, I was unaware that I had been stabbed. I just knew something went wrong. I remember immediately turning around and grabbing my face, and as I looked down, I just seen an immense amount of blood coming out from my hand and starting to drip on the ground. I have photos if you would like to see.
I absolutely want to see it. What is this, a picture of?
That is a knife that they found in Mr. White's vehicle.
That they found in his vehicle?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
I was driving in Davis. I was there to buy a stroller for my son. He was in the backseat, 1-year-old at the time. But I don't live in Davis. I'm not that familiar with the town. So I got lost, especially because of picnic day. The streets were all full of people. I didn't know what picnic day was. So as it came around the corner, the street was full of people. Obviously, I didn't know who was with whom. To me, it looked like one big group. So as I came around the corner, there was a large group of people in the middle of the street, so I swerved to the right to miss them. As I went by, I heard a woman's voice yell, "Hey, you just hit my friend."
You heard something?
Well, that's what I heard. And then later on, it was this young lady that confronted me as I was getting out of my car, and she repeated over and over, "You almost hit my friend." So I realized then that that's what she
you
had said.
You almost hit my friend.
But I had heard, "You just hit my friend." So I stopped, and as I was getting out, she was immediately, before I was even out of the car, as I opened my door, her face was right there yelling at me. And as I got out, I realized, well, I hadn't hit anybody because she was saying, "You almost hit my friend." And I realized also that these people were inebriated. And at that point, I just wanted to get out of there. But very quickly, a semicircle formed behind her as I was standing there with
behind
my door.
Her.
Behind this young lady, yes. Mr. Medina said, "We're going to you up." And very quickly, punches began being thrown. I don't know who threw the first one. I do have the police report where I believe the man on the left admits that one of their group threw the first punch.
I'd like to see the police report. Go ahead, finish your story.
So the punches began being thrown. I saw a hand in front of my face holding a knife. Very quickly, I grabbed the hand with both of my hands and put 100% of my focus on that situation. I drove my thumbs into the back of the person's tendons in the back of their hand and disarmed them. And I quickly swiped with a knife to clear people away from me so I could get back in my car and get my kids to safety. Mr. Medina was the person to my right, so he's the one that was struck by the knife. And everybody was right there. If it were true that he were two or three arm lengths away, there was no way that the knife would have struck him. As I got in the car, the man who was on my left followed me in and tackled me. I was able to get him off me with my knee, and my kids began screaming at that point in fear. And when he realized I had kids with me, he looked up, and that sort of surprised him. And he got out of the car, and I immediately sped away.
And then?
And then, as immediately got around the corner, and then I proceeded to where I'd seen some police just about a block away a few minutes earlier before I had gotten lost. And I reported it to them.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You're in trouble.
Excuse me?
I said you're in trouble.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Would you like me to read you what she said?
I've already read it, but you feel free.
Well, I'm going to read it again, just in case you forgot.
Real cases, real people, Judge Judy. Isaac Medina says Derek White attacked him with a knife, stabbing him in the face during an argument on the street. Derek claims it was Isaac and his friends who attacked him. He is countersuing for his damages.
Mr. White, where were you struck with the knife?
Across my face here. I still have a scar. I grew a beard to hide it, but it's here.
At what point were you stabbed with a knife?
I don't remember being stabbed with a knife because when I was first being hit, I put my head down to protect myself. I'm not sure.
Do you have photographs?
I don't have photographs, no, ma'am. But I hit my lip, possibly in my car at that point, or I could have been punched while I was attempting to disarm the man with the knife.
At what time was your 8-year-old interviewed by the police?
At the point I pulled up to the police, they were engaged in a traffic stop. I reported to them what had happened. They immediately separated us and interviewed us separately.
On the same day?
Yeah, exactly, immediately following the incident.
You're in trouble.
Excuse me?
I said you're in trouble.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Yeah. This was taken at 2050 hours on April 20th, 2013. And it was the 8-year-old being interviewed by the police officer. When, based upon my experience, when a child of that age is interviewed by the police and gives the kind of detail that this child gave, there has not been time for that child to be indoctrinated by any parent. So this child is offering her view of what took place that day.
Yes,
would you like me to read you what she said?
I've already read it, but you feel free.
Well, I'm going to read it again, just
ma'am,
in case you forgot. She said her father began to turn right onto another street when a group of people walked out in front of their car. She told me that her father stopped quickly, making the tires screech to keep from hitting the group. After the car stopped, the group of people began yelling and cussing at him and said her father yelled back to the group, or said, use the crosswalk. The group of people kept yelling at her father and they started to surround their car. One of the people in the group kicked her father's door, but she did not know who did that. She said that her dad got out of the car and stood right by his door. At that time, she said three men in the group came up to her father and started punching him.
No, ma'am.
You think she just made that up?
I'm not saying that, ma'am. I'm saying that is incorrect.
She said a man waved the knife in front of her father's face like he was trying to cut her father, but her father took the knife away from the man and threw the knife in the car. Okay. Now, somebody admits to kicking the car. Who was that, sir?
Honestly, I do not know. It was either Matt or Robert.
Your friends?
Yes, ma'am.
Who all of a sudden came much closer than the 30 yards they were away.
They came after I got punched, ma'am. Well, stabbed. I initially thought I was punched.
But they got there?
Yes, ma'am. At which point, I had already left, walking towards my vehicle, holding my face because I had been stabbed. He said Mr. White seemed very angry. He even admits, and it's his testimony here.
I'm reading.
Oh, sorry, ma'am. Apologize.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
A 6-foot guy gets out of his car. Do you think that a normal person would go charging up to him to confront him? And she doesn't drink at all.
No, ma'am.
She just has that edge without drinking.
cases, real people, Judge Judy. Isaac Medina says motorist Derek White stabbed him in the face during an argument in the street. Derek claims it was Isaac and his friends who attacked him.
Yeah, this was a terrible incident.
Yes, ma'am.
You think you and your friends handled it right?
I believe I did nothing wrong, ma'am. I didn't know.
You do? You believe you did nothing wrong?
Yes, ma'am.
Did they decide to prosecute Mr. White?
No, unfortunately, they did not.
Just a second. They did not?
No, ma'am.
They did an investigation. They decided not to prosecute him.
Correct.
And they decided not to prosecute you or your friends?
Correct.
Even though somebody, clearly one of your friends, if it wasn't you, kicked his car?
Yes, ma'am.
Right?
Correct.
And he did, in fact, get stabbed in the face?
Yes, ma'am.
Right?
Yes,
just
ma'am.
Like you did?
Yes, ma'am.
Yours was worse. He got stabbed in the face. Now, do you think that that would have happened if little Miss Troublemaker didn't walk up to his car? If just let it go?
I'm sure things could have gone differently.
Right. And they would have been different if you hadn't gone to follow her there. You know, I don't think that you both handled it right that day. But you said to me, you put your hand around her waist to get her out of the situation.
Yes, ma'am.
That she put herself in.
Yes, ma'am.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. So you wanted to de-escalate it.
Correct.
But by that time, there was a group.
That's incorrect, ma'am.
Well, I know that you say it's not. That's not what all of this says. All of this says that there was a group.
He also...
And he's got two small kids in the car, and he's got you, who've had maybe one or two too many. She doesn't drink at all.
No, ma'am.
She just has that edge without drinking.
The officers gave up.
Just follow me. A six-foot guy gets out of his car who you think has just hit you. Do you think that a normal person would go charging up to them? You said 30 feet. Those were your words,
yes,
correct?
Ma'am. Correct.
Go charging up to him to confront him? No. Not unless they, A, have a really bad temper or a little loaded, or maybe both. I certainly wouldn't do it. How old is she?
24, ma'am.
I certainly wouldn't advise my daughters or my granddaughters to do it. Listen, you don't know. Maybe he was involved with picnic day. You didn't see the kids in the car.
My main concern was just to get her away from him. That's the only reason I walked
up. She shouldn't have gone up to him.
Oh, I'm not going to dispute that fact, ma'am.
Great. That's how it escalated. Yes. And you both got seriously hurt.
If I may,
I say to you, you know what? You could have stayed in your car. You could have stayed in your car, locked your doors, called the police. Because, you know, I don't like marauding crowds at the end of a day of drinking. 7:30 at night after they've been drinking since 11:30 in the morning. Everybody gets a little fuzzy.
Ma'am, excuse me.
Wait, what?
We were given all a sobriety test and breathalyzed by the Davis Police Department, and we all came up not under the influence, so none of us were intoxicated.
I don't know that. Is it all here?
Unfortunately, they did not include
Well, if it's
this.
Not here, it doesn't exist.
What they did include, though,
if it's
is
not
Mr.
here,
White.
It doesn't exist.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Mr. White admitting that there was only two people striking him on page 10, the fourth
Just
paragraph
a
down.
He admits that only two people were striking him?
Yes, ma'am, not three.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you an assault? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Listen, whether he was being assaulted by two people or three people, it's irrelevant.
At the time of me being
irrelevant.
Excuse me.
Get over it.
I also
Get over
tried
it. Bringing... He is, because I think he could have stayed in the car. And if he flailed out with a knife and hit you because you were part of that group, that's unfortunate.
I was by myself with Miss Crane. At the time of me being struck...
I don't believe that for a minute.
I don't believe that for a minute.
I think that this was a very unfortunate experience.
It was, ma'am.
For all of you. And it could have been prevented if she didn't start the trouble. And you didn't go up and try to get her out of there, because by the time they were yelling at each other, it was too late already.
I figured I could still de-escalate the situation.
But you couldn't, because you know he was hit.
No, at that time, he was not struck. When he struck me with a knife, no one had even physically touched him. The time of me being struck...
I don't believe that for a minute. Goodbye, Mr. Medina. Goodbye, Mr. White.
Excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy...
A mother and son joined forces against his ex.
Tell me how she got the car back.
She came to my work, embarrassed me. Cops came, handed her the keys, she drove off.
Next, Judge Judy.
It's regrettable that Mr. Medina was injured. I never intended for that to happen.
30 plus stitches to the laceration to the side of my face and all the way through my upper lip.
I do hope that his face heals up with minimum scarring.
It's for the rest of my life.
Only thing I cared about at that moment was getting my children away from what I perceived to be a potentially deadly situation.
Honestly, I feel that Mr. White was just in a bad mood that day and things got escalated and he reacted without thinking.